Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
So let's talk all things March Madness right now with Bobby Regan of Barstool Sports. Regs, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much for doing this. And how you been, my man?
It's hard to say I've been bad when it's March, but I'm sick of fighting with everybody, with the committee, and trying to voice. Listen, I'm just a guy, right? Like, I'm just a blogger, college basketball fan at heart. Arguing about the committee almost ruined Selection Sunday. I say almost because it's hard to do. We lived through a year where they did it alphabetically. That was like a three-hour process. Like, we've lived through a lot of dumb things. Yesterday was one of the worst, if not the worst. And I'm older, right? Like, I'm in my late 30s, so it's not like it's a new thing. It was one of the worst seedings and reasonings and inclusion of Virginia that I've ever seen in the tournament.
Well, none of it made any sense to me. Like,
so that's the thing.
So you, and it's funny, and I know it's on CBS, but UConn, they're like, oh, their road's easy, and I'm sitting there on my couch saying, they're the number one overall seed. It seems like they got the toughest road out of any of the one seeds.
They did. Like, everyone was arguing whether or not Iowa State would be a one seed. They're not even the highest two seed. Like, you're not allowed to have the highest two seed in the number one overall bracket. Well, they revealed that right away, and everyone just kind of went, okay, so who's the number one overall two seed then? It makes no sense. Like, there's a shift. I don't even remember how many years ago. The shift of, like, geographical preference. Mm-hmm. And I get it. Like, the number one overall seed should, and it makes sense this year with UConn being able to have Brooklyn and Boston back to back. You should be rewarded for that. You shouldn't be punished when you're the number one overall seed and you draw three champions from the next three best leagues. There wasn't flukes in there either. Iowa State has been really good all year. Auburn has been really good all year. And Illinois has been really good all year. So it just makes no sense. Like, I don't understand why they come out with these rankings after the bracket reveal so you can see, like, the overall seed list. Just put it where it makes sense. That's all we're asking for.
Bobby Regan here with us from Barstool Sports. Does a great job covering college basketball all throughout the year. Who's the one school? Because, like, I'm not up in arms. Don't get me wrong. A lot of it didn't make sense. I'm not going to sit here and say we need to expand the NCAA tournament. But who's the one school today when you look that they didn't get an invite that you say, okay, that school was the school amongst all the others that really got screwed the most?
Honestly, there's like six because I don't understand how Virginia's in, right? Like, the committee kept saying, well, we looked at non-conference schedule, strength of schedule, which first off is dumb because you have an overall strength of schedule. Then they said they looked at quality wins and road wins and neutral wins. Okay, so a win against Florida is really what's carrying the weight for Virginia. Like, they lost a Pitt at home. What? How is that rewarded? So, you know, you look – and it's impossible to come up with one team because they gave all these reasonings. And it's like, you know, they even mentioned metrics. Well, Virginia's the lowest ranked KenPom team. So, you know, I think Seton Hall, I think St. John's, I think Indiana State, I think Oklahoma to a degree, they all have legitimate gripes that in terms of left out versus in, they all should be in over Virginia. And what bothers me is we still don't know why. There was not one thing where they said Virginia was better than this, than all these teams in this category, and that was why. So you could come up with even more. I mean, it, you know, Providence to a degree, you know, I think Providence was the third of the three Big East teams, if you're ranking of who was left out. I would have had them above Virginia. Like, I just don't get it.
The other thing that I don't get with the Big East is, okay, you have UConn, who's the number one overall seed. Then you have Marquette, who's a two, and Creighton's a three. I understand so many bids were stolen, and it took some spots away that they thought that they would have. And going into Sunday, I said, all right, probably only one other Big East school gets in. But the fact they didn't even put one other Big East school in when they have three teams that are one, two, and three, that's another thing that doesn't make any sense to me.
And only one of the first four out. It's not even like St. John's was considered. They weren't even close when you start really looking at it.
And St. John's has what, a net ranking? It was 32 and KenPom of 25. Which I don't, as Patino said, all those numbers, I guess, are fraudulent now.
I said it today in a blog where, first off, we need the, what I hope this really does is change, and it won't because it's the NCAA, but they need to get rid of the 12 athletic directors who make up the committee. Those 12 athletic directors change every year. It's not always the same 12. So what that does is two things. One, you never know what they truly value because it changes year to year. Two, they're athletic directors. You need to, sure, have two to three athletic directors part of the 12-person committee. Have full-time people that know the sport and can look at just besides a sheet and go, okay, this happened because of this. This, you know, this team is that. It's not the 36th best for the at-large. It's the 36th most deserving, which kind of gets lost in the arguments because you sit there and go, well, this team's better than that. And it's like, well, that might be true, but it's the whole point of the at-large is deserving teams, which that's the other part of the debate. But you need people that are truly locked in year-round. You need people to do this full-time. You can't have 12 athletic directors come in, change year after year, because it coaches don't know what matter when they head into the season.
Talking to Bobby Regan, when we get into the bracket now, I know talking to you through previous years, whenever everybody is on one team, you are usually not. With UConn, though, like if anyone usually asks me, UConn or the field, and it's one team and then 67 other teams, field. But I felt this way now for almost two and a half months. I can't pick against UConn. Will you pick against UConn, though?
I will. I mean, I think UConn's the best team in the country, but best team in the country doesn't win this tournament often. It's not like a regular occurrence. I mean, you look back throughout the last, 15 years, and it's maybe three, four of the best team in the country heading into the tournament that won. I will pick against UConn. History tells me to pick against UConn.
Will you pick against them to get to the Final Four, though?
So I keep trying to figure out how. I can't. And, like, I want to just because, again, history says, like, it's so hard not only to go back-to-back in title games, but back-to-back to a Final Four. It's hard to do. Like, you still have to win four in a row. I just, like, who's beating them? Who do you trust coming out of the bottom half of the bracket? You know, do you think they really stumble against Auburn, assuming seats hold? So it's – I think UConn makes a Final Four, but I'm going to pick against them to win it. I just don't know who because UConn's the best team in the country.
I'm not saying to get to a Final Four, but you maybe look at maybe one of the top four teams if it's someone outside of the top four. What are your thoughts on Mark Pope's squad with BYU?
They're tough because when they are shooting the ball well, like they rely so much on the three-point ball. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's all schematic. We've seen teams win that way. We've seen teams lose that way. But when they shoot the ball the way they do, and when they are having one of those nights that they did against Kansas, or they've done in the past this season. They can beat anybody because Zach, three more than two. It's pretty simple math there. However, we saw it in their loss in the Big 12 tournament. They went down early big because they couldn't score. And that's the fear with the BYU team of, hey, we play fast, we play reckless, we shoot a ton. Our defense isn't awesome, but we can outscore the majority of the country. All it takes is one bad shooting night and you lose. So I wouldn't be surprised if BYU, I could see BYU giving them a challenge, playing it close. If they win, then yeah, they probably shot the you-know-what out of the ball. But I could also see them losing in the first round just because of their style of play.
Talking to Bobby Regan, let me move over to the Midwest. So I like the 1 and 2 seed here just from a storyline. Purdue with Matt Painter struggles in the NCAA tournament. I know we just had Dalton Connect on, but his coach, Rick Barnes, struggles in the NCAA tournament. So I will not pick Purdue. I will not pick Tennessee to go to the Final Four. I have more confidence in Tennessee than Purdue. Who's the team, when you look at that Midwest, that you have the most confidence in to get to the Final Four?
No one?
I'm going Creighton, I think. That's what I think I'm going to go with.
Sure, but they don't make Final Fours.
Yeah.
Right? Like, good, it's not like McDermott. But they still lost in the Elite Eight. And you could say they, quote, choked that game away. You know, that's kind of how, like, everyone says that about Purdue. Well, they were one of the most ridiculous plays in NCAA tournament history away from making a Final Four when Virginia had that missed free throw, full court pass, Diakite forces overtime.
Yeah.
Then we're talking about, oh, Painter's going back to the second Final Four in 5 years. Instead, like, and I'm looking at it now just to make sure, like, because the Midwest is the one that I really, really can't figure out. I think Gonzaga is a really good team. They've been playing well. I know they lost to St. Mary's in the title game, but
it seems like everyone likes McNeese in the first round because
that's kind of why I leaned to Gonzaga.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think it's kind of my contrarian view of everything, of especially upset picks. Everyone 12 over a five. It happens to be McNeese. Gonzaga could just make the Sweet 16, and I that's what I think they're going to do. I think they're in the Sweet 16. I like them more than Kansas and Samford in the same quadrant, because we don't know about Kansas's health. Right now, if you tell me Dickinson and McCullough are completely healthy, are we really counting out Self from just making another Final Four?
Yeah, and a few years ago, everyone was kind of counting them out. No one was talking about it. They ended up winning a national championship.
Right. And it's like, yeah, they don't have depth, but they have five really good players. So I can't figure out the Midwest. You know, I think Purdue gets it. Their guard plays a lot better. You know, the bracket does kind of set up nicely for them.
And no one will pick them, too. That's why it kind of plays games with your mind specifically.
That's the thing. Nobody
wants
to pick
everyone on CBS
it.
Last night. I couldn't. Right. I know that you have a lot of people connected to the game. You're rooting for Matt Painter. People should want to root for Matt Painter. But I can't walk into this tournament with any confidence he gets the job done.
But the thing is, in their bracket, out of these 16 teams, you can't pick any of them. Because no one wants to pick any of these guys.
UConn should be the one seed in this.
That should have been. I agree. And I think, listen, it pains me to say it because I'm a Kentucky guy. Tennessee's really good, but UConn should be running to the table to trade with Purdue.
The region, by the way, that I love the most is the South. I love what Samson's done at Houston. I know the Kolick injury is going to be big. It looks like he's going to play. With Shaka Smart, you got Duke. I know that they're not great, but it's still Duke. And Kentucky too. They're getting hot at the right time, or they were right before the tournament. Like that South region, I'm gonna pick your Wildcats to get to the Final Four. But man, that's the one that I'm most intrigued by. And any answer you give me probably wouldn't surprise me.
I hate that everyone's picking Kentucky. I've seen way too many people talk about, and I tweeted out last night when the bracket came out. I was like, "Don't fall in love with the bracket. Don't fall in love with the bracket." Because the draw is nice for a Kentucky run.
Mm-hmm.
Like they play their best against fast paced teams. Like their best wins: Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee. Teams that want to get up and down. I know that sounds weird because Tennessee, but that's who they are this year. They struggle against teams that slow it down, like the A&Ms of the world with good guard play that can break Kentucky down defensively. and then just beat you up on defense. So that's, you know, obviously you get Houston, and that's exactly who Houston is.
And but Reeves prime for a big tourney, you would think, too, right?
Yeah, but you take the chance for that to be the Elite Eight matchup. If you're, like, as a Kentucky fan, that's fine. Like, okay. Hey, maybe mayhem happens. Houston loses in the Sweet 16 or something. But, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, similar to what we said with the stories of the coaches in the South, Shaka, you have coaches that need a run. Right? Shaka needs a run. He hasn't had one since VCU. Hal needs a run because it's a civil war in Kentucky right now, if you mention his name. Shire needs a run because everyone's going, all right, another four seed. What if we lose in the second round again? You know, we're Duke. That's not supposed to happen. You know, I don't think Samson needs a run. He made a Final Four, but it was, you know, the people that hate Houston or want to diminish what they've done, they'll say it was the bubble run. How do we look at that tournament? So it's an interesting because you have the names with Kentucky, Duke, Houston, Wisconsin, you know, names we're used to seeing on the bracket and second week in teams. But I think every coach needs a run. So to me, that you're right, it is the most intriguing because you have, I think, probably legit four or five Final Four teams in that bracket.
How about the West, too? You have one final run for Baycott. You know, Arizona, Scott Drew's still there with Baylor. Bama, I don't like the direction they're trending in as we enter this tourney. Who's the squad in the West that you go, okay, that's the team I'd be most surprised if they don't make it to the Final Four?
I think it's Arizona. This is the best team that Tommy Lloyd –
We're agreeing with everything. That means we're both going to have a lot of egg on our faces for the first weekend.
I know. But it's like, again, I say coaches that need runs. Tommy Lloyd is getting bounced early now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he lost to Princeton, didn't get out of the first round or the first weekend 2 years ago. So you have a Final Four in Arizona. If you get there – you're sitting real nice thinking you have home court advantage and everything like that. This is a team that was talked about as in the same breath of what we now consider the top three versus the field, right? So Arizona, they were there for the longest time. They need a run. I like them. You look at the draw. I think there's no reason for them not to be in the Sweet 16.
And imagine if we get Caleb Love against UNC too.
That would be the storyline. It's the storyline that everyone wants. One of those two teams will not be there though. Every time we have that storyline, one of the two will fail. I wanted to pick Carolina to lose in the second round. I think they're the most vulnerable one seed. But man, Mississippi State and Michigan State are just so gross. Like that's the worst game of the first round. Which means they'll probably win.
Yeah. Well, by the way, Bobby, what is give me like two or three upsets that you like in the first round. Like teams that you're like, okay, they're underseeded and you think you're going to be able to be better.
So I originally was going to put Baylor as a Final Four team until I saw their potential second round matchup. I love New Mexico. I absolutely love New Mexico. I think it's ridiculous that they stole a bid by winning the Mountain West. They should have been in regardless. They have high level talent. I think New Mexico could be a second weekend team. I like, you know, the other ones are pretty obvious. I think Grand Canyon got a nice draw against St. Mary's. They match up well there. And then you get Alabama who can't guard me, you, and three people off the street. So,
and I love Kelsey. He's a madman at Charleston.
Yeah, right. So, but it's, I think Grand Canyon has a nice draw for a potential second week and run. Remember, not saying it matters, but last year, that bottom left bracket was mayhem the entire time, too. It kind of has that same feel this year. And then you look around, like, I think there's going to be a lot of upsets the first round, but I think the Elite Eight will see, a lot more ones and twos there. I could see mayhem early and then kind of like, okay, everything settled down. That's just kind of the way the season's been going. I mean, you know, you look at that Wisconsin, Duke, James Madison, Vermont quadrant. Would anybody be surprised if James Madison's in the Sweet 16? Like, they already have a win on the road at the Big Ten. We obviously know that with Michigan State.
You know what I'm curious by? I'm really curious by FAU. because they had the run last year. In the regular season, I didn't think they played to what they were capable of. I wonder if that's a squad with how many guys they return. If when the lights come on, they just pop off. But then once again, you got UConn coming up in right. the round of 32. I don't care how much I love Dusty, man. I'm not picking them to beat UConn.
And everyone said that, and then they go to the American tournament and lose to
Temple, my school.
Right. And no offense, Temple sticks.
Trust me, I know. Except that so, I had to donate $150 to the NIL collective because I guaranteed $1 for every point and then $2 if they ended up winning. So I had to give $150 to them this weekend.
I also wonder, too, everyone screamed about FAU last year being grossly underseeded as a 9, and then they make the run. This year, it's egregious that they're an 8. Like, I don't even know if FAU should have made the tournament if you're looking at most deserving teams.
Yeah, they have the regular season.
A lot of bad losses. Yeah. So I almost wonder if they're just going to hold serve and like, hey, last year we were underseeded, made the run. This year we're overseeded. We'll just lose to Northwestern. And like then everyone can just stop yelling about us.
So it seems like, is this safe to say this is your Final Four? You're going UConn, Arizona, Kentucky, and then Purdue? Is that what you're doing?
I'm taking, like, my heart is begging Kentucky. I how do I pick against Houston, though? So I think it's going to be, like, Houston. Part of me wants to say Gonzaga.
Okay.
Just, like, there's got to be mayhem somewhere, right? So maybe it's Gonzaga. And then I think, I do think Arizona gets there. And then, yeah, UConn. I keep trying to pick against UConn, but it's not going to be 4-1 seeds. I'd be shocked if it's 3-1 seeds. I think you see kind of what we've been seeing of, you know, one or two top two seeds, a 3 or 4 seed and a 5 seed, something like that. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see it again this year, but, you know, obviously not have all 4, 5, 9 seeds in the Final Four like last year.
So who wins it all then? Who are you going with?
I want to say Houston.
Okay.
Like, it just they – is there really that big of a – I don't think there's that big of a difference between them and UConn. And I know Houston has injuries right now, but it's kind of all led to this moment, right? Like, they make the Final Four. They were 1 seed last year.
They've been so close.
That's kind of been the theme the last few years, right? Like, Self gets over the hump with a second tournament, you know, second title. Drew gets one. Bennett gets one. Does it just kind of feel like it's going to be Houston? Like, Hurley gets one last year. Like, it just – are we due for this run to keep continuing? Or – and I think that's the biggest storyline is, does the next coach emerge?
He is
because Hurley's now an all-time great.
Yeah. Yeah, he is Bobby Regan. Make sure you give him a follow at Barstool Regs. We'll be following him all throughout the NCAA tournament. Does a great job covering college basketball all throughout the year. Bobby, always great to connect with you this time of the year. Thank you.
All right, thanks, man. Have a good one.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18+. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 6/15/24. Void where prohibited.